Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I'm so glad you're joining us for an adventure today. Now, what kind of adventures do you like? Do you like to go on dangerous hikes? I do. Perhaps you like scuba diving, or what about trying new foods? That can be an adventure, right? Or even better, visiting strange restaurants. The title of today's lesson is Adventures for the Appetite. Yes, we will learn about some interesting restaurants that you should visit if you have the chance. The first in today's lesson is called Conflict Kitchen. Will you have a conflict at Conflict Kitchen? I don't know. We're also going to learn about Linger Lodge. What does it mean to linger? Well, we'll talk about that too. What makes these restaurants so special and strange? Let's find out now.
Adventures for the Appetite. A few unusual restaurant choices. You may have tried your fair share of international and unusual cuisine, but some restaurants offer new adventures. Conflict Kitchen. Some restaurants are strange, not for their food, but for the atmosphere of the place. Take Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's Conflict Kitchen for example. Its menu is odd because it reflects the USA's current affairs. Its outdoor design and menu change to feature decorations and dishes of countries with which the U.S. has conflict. People often come both to eat and to discuss the political issues involving these countries.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 cuisine 这个名词。Cuisine 在这里是指料理或菜肴。例如 ，This restaurant serves the best Indian cuisine in town. 这家餐厅的印度料理是这个城镇中最好吃的。或者是 Tom can cook genuine Italian cuisine. Tom 会做道地的意大利菜。Cuisine 也指烹饪方式。例如 ，Japanese cuisine involves a lot of knife skills.日式料理会用到很多的刀工，或者是 Clark specializes in French cuisine. Clark 专精于法式料理。继续我们看的是 decoration 这个名词。Decoration 在这里是指装饰品，例如 The kids in the class made the decorations for the party themselves. 班上的孩子亲自做这个派对的装饰品，或者是 The baker spent hours making these cake decorations.这位甜点师傅花了几个小时做这些的蛋糕装饰。Decoration 也可以使装潢或装饰，这个时候就是不可数名词。例如 ,The simple yet cozy decoration of the cafe attracts many customers. 这家咖啡厅简单却又温馨的装潢吸引了许多顾客。
I'm telling you, Rebecca, coffee is always, always, always better than tea.
We've already had this discussion. No, tea is always better than coffee. Gosh, Gabe, coffee leaves such a bad taste in your mouth.
No. Coffee, there are different kinds of coffee. I know that some teas are better, but listen,
That's
Rebecca.
That's right, thank you.
Some teas are better, but there's a way that for coffee to be better than even those kinds of... You know, I don't want to argue about this anymore, Rebecca.
Why don't you just say, Rebecca, you're right. Just say, come on.
Excuse me. Rebecca, you are right sometimes.
Sometimes, and
I'm also right.
Okay, enough, Gabe. I have an idea.
What?
Let's both agree to talk about our lesson, Adventures for the Appetite.
Okay. You know, sometimes we need to agree to disagree as well. Hey, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea. Maybe we can take our arguments to Conflict Kitchen. Yeah? You can get some tea, and I'll have some coffee at Conflict Kitchen. That's a good idea.
Gabe, you know something? That is a great idea. Let's go to Conflict Kitchen. Actually, friends, that is what we're going to talk about today. Believe it or not,
Well, you probably will believe it because, you have your magazines in front of you, but there is a restaurant called Conflict Kitchen.
Okay, so let's jump straight to that section. Are you ready, friends? It's a section called Conflict Kitchen. We read, some restaurants are strange, not for their food, but for the atmosphere of the place. Take Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's Conflict Kitchen for example. And before we continue, let's take a look at that phrase, to take something for example. You use this phrase when you want to explain with an example. So we just read that some restaurants are strange for the atmosphere of a place.
Mm-hmm.
You could explain it in other ways, or you could explain it with an example.
So, for example, mm-hmm. there are so many great water sports out there. And
yes.
if you like water sports like I do, you'd be very excited about the opportunity to try different water sports. Take wakeboarding, for example. It's difficult when you're first learning how to do it, but once you've mastered it, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, speaking of wakeboarding, you know, I'm not very good. I fell down a lot. You could say I failed a lot. Now, many people have gotten back up after failing. Take Thomas Edison, for example. He failed many experiments,
mm-hmm.
but he always got back up. And he's a good example to us. I think the difference between a lot of people and Thomas Edison is that some people just, they give up easily. But he had a lot of drive and passion for what he was doing.
But you know what's interesting mm-hmm. about Thomas Edison?
Yes.
Oftentimes we think that when something didn't work, it was a failure, but he actually didn't see it that way.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, he's trying to figure out the light bulb, right? And he found all these different methods that didn't work. So he didn't actually see himself as being a failure as much as he discovered all of these different ways that just didn't work for the light bulb.
That's right. He said, I didn't fail many times. I just found lots of ways that didn't work, right? That's a good way to see it. Well, back to our lesson. Some restaurants are strange because of the atmosphere, and we take Conflict Kitchen for example. Its menu is odd because it reflects the USA's current affairs. Now, we see that word reflects, and I usually think of a mirror when I see this word. I'm looking at my reflection in the mirror.
Right. Yes, when you look into a mirror, your face will reflect or will be reflected in the mirror. However, that's kind of the idea here in our lesson. However, we're not talking about our face reflecting in a mirror. Rather, reflect here just means that it shows, it expresses something, or it's a sign of something. So, for example, do you think that the shows on TV really reflect what is going on in the world?
Good question. Does life reflect art, or does art reflect life? And what about your grades? Some people say your grades are a reflection of your study habits. I don't think that's always true. I think some people could study really hard, and they might not get a good grade. You might have good study habits, so maybe it's a question. Are your grades a reflection of your study habits or not?
Well, of course, in our lesson, we're talking about Conflict Kitchen and how its menu reflects the USA's current affairs. Its outdoor design and menu change to feature decorations and dishes of countries with which the U.S. has conflict.
And, of course, we can see these menu changes and the design changes. It's really quite interesting how they change it based on the conflict the U.S. is currently having with other countries. Well, right now it is time for us to sing
it
out. Let's have an adventure. Okay, Ben, are you ready for an adventure?
I am.
Scape, let's spell adventure for everybody. Okay, A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E. Friends, I think you got that. Let's spell it together right now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Adventure.
A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Adventure.
A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Adventure.
A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Are we going on a hike?
No, we're not.
Are we climbing a mountain?
No.
Are we doing something dangerous?
No, we're not.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, everybody.
Why?
Sorry. We're not going on a hike, which could be exciting. We're not climbing a mountain, which I love. And we're not doing anything dangerous. How is this an adventure, Ben?
Gabe, we're going to have an adventure in what we eat and where we eat it.
Can you please explain that to me?
I will, but first, let's spell adventure again. Come on, everybody.
Okay, fine. One, two, three. Here we go.
A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Oh, yeah. You know where we can have an adventure?
Where? We could go to Conflict Kitchen.
What?
Discuss some politics.
Oh.
We could go to Linger Lodge.
What?
And see alligators and frogs.
Alligators and frogs?
That's right. Alligators and frogs. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E.
Maybe you can have dinner in the dark. You can have your food served by a ninja. Why do something normal if you can have an adventure?
That's
one,
right.
One, two, three, four.
A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure. A-B-B-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, do you enjoy conflict? Most of us do not enjoy conflict. However, you might enjoy conflict at a place called Conflict Kitchen, which is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Yes, if you go to Conflict Kitchen, you can eat good food from around the world and discuss some politics. Well, let's find out more about Conflict Kitchen now.
Adventures for the appetite. Conflict Kitchen even goes a step further by planning speeches, performances, and debates. Linger Lodge. Atmosphere is also king at Florida's Linger Lodge, though some may find the food strange too. The restaurant serves old southern favorites, including alligator and frog, which also hang preserved on the walls. Fictitious animals like rabbits with antlers and fish with fur can also be found. To add to this adventure, Linger Lodge also has a fake roadkill menu featuring skunk and guess that mess dishes.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 alligator 这个名词。Alligator 是指鳄鱼或者是短吻鳄。例如 ,the alligators hid in the water quietly waiting for their prey. 鳄鱼静静地躲在水里等待着猎物。或者是 the hunter lost a leg to an alligator. 这个猎人的一只腿被鳄鱼咬断了。Crocodile, C-R-O-C-O-D-I-L-E, 也是鳄鱼但是鼻子的部分就比较长也比较尖。例如 crocodiles are one of the fiercest reptiles. 鳄鱼是最凶猛的爬虫类之一。最后我们看 fictitious 这个形容词 ,F-I-C 这个字根有制作的意思。所以 fictitious 是指虚构的或虚假的。注意它的重音在第一个 T-I 念成 fictitious。例如 the characters in this novel are entirely fictitious. 这本小说中的人物完全都是虚构的。或者是 The fictitious wonderland is made of candy and cookies. 这个虚构的仙境是用糖果跟饼干做的。它的名词是 fiction, F-I-C-T-I-O-N, 意思是小说类的作品。 例如 Vivian prefers fiction over non-fiction. Vivian 比较喜欢小说类的作品胜于纪实文学。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, as we already learned, Conflict Kitchen changes its outdoor design and even its menu based on the conflicts that it's having or that the U.S. is having with other countries. And we also had read that people come to eat and discuss different political issues. And Rebecca, I would love to check out this place, Conflict Kitchen,because I think I could try foods from all over the world.
Oh, okay. Well, it definitely seems like an interesting place to go and visit. Well, we learned something else about Conflict Kitchen. Conflict Kitchen even goes a step further by planning speeches, performances, and debates. Okay, so they don't just offer a menu or food, and they don't just offer an environment for people to come and talk about political issues.They go a step further and actually plan speeches, performances, and debates.
That's right. They do more than just what is expected. For another example of how to use this, a lot of GPSs will tell you how to get somewhere. But there are some apps that go a step further, right? They don't only tell you how to get somewhere. They also tell you what kind of traffic it's like on different roads.
And I would love to talk about Conflict Kitchen more, but it's time to move on to Linger Lodge. Okay, so you see that here in our lesson, and we want to take a look at this word linger. If you linger somewhere, this just means that you take a little bit longer time to leave. Let's say you're at a party, and the party's already over.But then half the people kind of lingered around a little bit in the living room. They just didn't want to leave.
Yeah, that's a great way to use that word. So we're talking about Linger Lodge, and we go to the second sentence here. The restaurant serves old southern favorites, including alligator and frog, which also hang preserved on the walls. And there are other animals that you can see hanging on the walls. Yes, these are snakes, Rebecca.
Real snake?
Yes, those are real. They're dead, but they're real snakes. Friends, we see another word in the last sentence we want to take a look at. You could see, well, there's something called roadkill. There's a fake roadkill menu featuring skunk and guess that mess dishes. Roadkill, well, unfortunately, look at this poor little guy. He is roadkill. He's been hit by a car while he was crossing the road.
This definitely seems like a very unusual restaurant. Well, right now it's time for us to go visit the guys in the info cloud. They have something interesting to talk about. Oh, yes.
If you ever drive in a rural area at night in America, you should watch out for deer and other wild animals.
Deer are especially a hazard. Instead of running away, a deer often stands in the middle of the road and stares into the beams of the car's headlights.
Right. The deer is so frightened or surprised that it freezes and cannot move. From this scenario,we get the expression, like a deer in the headlights, which describes a person being caught off guard, unable to react quickly when he or she is required to make a decision. Ken, can you think of an example sentence?
Lisa was like a deer in the headlights when her boss asked her a tough question in front of everyone.
So, because deer don't always run away from traffic,they sometimes end up as roadkill. What is roadkill? Well, as the name suggests, roadkill is an animal that has been struck and killed by a passing car on a road. It can be as large as a deer or as small as a chipmunk.
In rural America, it's pretty common to see roadkill like mice, skunks, rabbits, squirrels, foxes, badgers,and other animals.
Now, roadkill can also be used metaphorically, referring to an easy victim, as in, it's been a rough week. I feel like roadkill.
在美国，尤其是在一些偏僻的地方，晚上开车最怕就是遇到鹿 deer。如果一头鹿挡在路当中，车子的大灯已经照到它，它不一定会跑走，反而会转过头来盯着车灯，站在那里动也不动。于是人们就用 like a deer in the headlights 来形容遇到突如其来的事情，一时不知如何反应，一片茫然的人。那如果很不幸，鹿被车子撞死了，那这头鹿就成了 roadkill。在美国的公路上常常会看到被撞死的浣熊、臭鼬、鹿之类的动物，因此呢就产生了 roadkill 这个字，就是在路上被撞死的动物。 roadkill 也可以当俚语用，表示一个受害者。经过了连续几天的考试，你也许感到自己就像一个 roadkill， 很狼狈。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Okay, here we are.
Jack, this is a forest, not a restaurant.
It's a bamboo forest.
But why are we in a bamboo forest, Jack?
It's a themed restaurant.
A bamboo-themed restaurant?
No.
Oh, no. What was that?
Oh, it must be a ninja.
A ninja?
Yes. Ninjas are Japanese warriors that crawl around.
I know what ninjas are, but what are they doing here?
Oh, they're hiding. Good ninjas are always hiding, right?
Hey, what was that?
Oh, I think it was magic.
Magic?
Yeah.
Jack, what is going on?
This is a ninja-themed restaurant. We can walk through winding paths and dark corners of old Japan.
And the ninjas are our servers?
Yeah!
Okay, but the ninjas really scare me.
Don't be afraid, it's just entertainment. But look out, ninjas might crash through the walls for a surprise attack. Just you.
That was just me.
I thought it was a ninja. You know what? This is a little scary.
Yes. So, can we get a table? I'm starving.
Yeah, sure. But first, we need to find the ninjas.
Jack.
Well, friends, we have more unusual restaurants to talk about next time, so
come back right here to Studio Classroom!